Hold on, I'm almost done. Yes, I'm brushing my teeth on this podcast live. It's very early in the morning, and today is Monday, and it's time for Wake Up and Level Up, your morning inspiration to get you moving. I woke up with this idea, and I was like, okay, as soon as I finish my meditation, as soon as I go through my regular morning ritual and morning process, I'm going to record this. And I thought I would wait until I got down to the studio, and I was like, no, I can't. I got to do it while I'm in the bathroom. So if it sounds a little echoey, that's why I'm in the bathroom. But it's Monday. This is a big, big day. Even on Twitter and in hashtag world, it's huge because everybody does the hashtag Monday motivation. But here's the thing. To be motivated is not the same as being inspired. And too many people are using these terms interchangeably, and it's completely wrong. You don't want your Monday to be motivated. You really want your Monday to be inspiring. Here's why. Let me break this down for you super quick. Inspiration is internal. It's what's in your heart and spirit. Motivation is external. It's what pushes you, not what pulls you. This is why you see people who know they should be doing something, but can't. They can't be motivated because they aren't inspired. If you look at the definitions and break this down even further, I love words, so I love defining things. Motivation is a stimulus or a force, and it basically impels people to take some kind of like action. It's something that persuades or pushes people to behave or act in some kind of particular way. All right. That's the basic loose definition of motivation. Some people also look at it as like a process or giving a reason to do something or go after something. Inspiration, on the other hand, is the process of being mentally stimulated to do or to feel something, especially when it comes to doing maybe something creative. So motivation is a stimulus or a force. But inspiration is mental stimulation to do something or feel something. So motivation is really external. It's push driven, whereas inspiration is internal driven. And yes, I'm big into words. So that's also why I know that the word inspire comes from us from like Middle English, which is also used to mean breath or put life or spirit into the human body. So for example, for me, right, I was inspired to impact people's lives. Like that's what I'm inspired to do. But I had to be motivated to do this podcast. The motivation to do it comes from the inspiration of the impact I'm looking to achieve. Here's another quick example. Maybe for the student who might be inspired to become a musician, but they have to be motivated to practice on days they don't feel like it. Or maybe you work in an industry that inspires the heck out of you, but the work that you're doing isn't fulfilling you. So now you got to get motivated. You can feel and hear the difference, right? Basically, inspiration will give you the motivation. It all goes back to your why. If you know your why, it's easier for you to be motivated when you are inspired. So here's today's action. Here's what I want you to actually do. Inspiration is going to require evaluation. That's what I like to tell people, and I do it for myself often. Like you have to consistently reassess and evaluate your vision. So today, what I want you to do is I want you to put a recurring reminder on your calendar to happen every 4 months to reassess your vision and inspiration. This is about you thinking, not to doing, but sitting still and picturing where you want to be. You'll do this every 4 months to ensure that you're on track. And guess what? It's okay if your inspiration changes. What's not okay is not being motivated because you're no longer inspired. So let's all be open and be more inspirable. And yes, that's another word. That means being capable of being inspired. So stay capable, my friends. Inspiration over motivation. Now go claim your day. Hey, look, I really appreciate you guys listening to this podcast. Can you do me a big favor? Because they actually check this stuff and it helps with the rankings of the podcast. Could you write a quick review? Like right now, could you just take 2 seconds to write a review as to what this podcast means to you and what it's doing for you? It would really make a difference. They pay attention to the algorithm. What can I say? Thank you.